The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day podcast for July 2nd. Today's word is dithyramb, spelled D-I-T-H-Y-R-A-M-B. Dithyramb is a noun that means a usually short poem with an inspired, wild, irregular strain. It can also mean, more broadly, a statement or writing in an exalted or enthusiastic vein. Here's the word used in a sentence. She's working on a scholarly analysis of early Greek dithyrambs. In ancient Greece, the wine god Dionysus, or Bacchus, was feted several times throughout the year. Processions, feasts, dances, and dramatic performances, accompanied by poems recited or sung in the god's honor, were all part of the revelry. Not too surprisingly, the poems tended to be wild, irregular, and dissonant. We know that the Greeks used dithyrambos as the word for a poem in honor of Dionysus, but beyond that, the origin of the word is unknown. The ancient Greeks also had an adjective, dithyrambikos, which gave us our adjective, dithyrambic, meaning pertaining to or resembling a dithyramb. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.